Good evening, everyone. I'd like to welcome you all to the February 13th meeting of the Board of Education, and I would ask our superintendent to please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item 3, changes in the meeting agenda. There are two. We have replacement page, item Q1, instructional personnel, the cover page, schedule A10 and schedule A11. And we have addendum, item Q1, instructional personnel, schedule A6. Now, the part of the meeting that we enjoy the most, I say this at every meeting, is staff recognition. And for this, I'll turn it over to the superintendent.
Good evening, everyone. It is my pleasure to introduce our Executive Director for Health, Physical Education, Recreation, and Athletics, Mr. Peter Mallory.
Thank you. Good evening to everyone. I'd like to thank the Board of Education and the Central Administration, as always, for giving us an opportunity, in particular tonight, to honor three outstanding elite coaches. As always, we always talk about our athletes really drive our programs. They're the bread and butter, the foundation to all the success we have. But once in a while, not only on the county level, but on the national level and the state level, our coaches are recognized, and coaching is as important as an ingredient to our success, so we appreciate the opportunity. What I'd like to do is just talk about all three coaches and then bring them up together, because I think it's appropriate, because one of the concepts that we bought into as a coaching staff is that we need to work together as a staff to make all our programs successful. And the evidence is there, as once again this winter, every athletic team made the playoffs. Every single one. Tonight our girls won their basketball game. They'll advance to Friday versus Comac at home at 5 o'clock. And our boys and girls once again won the Long Island Championship tonight in fencing. And the three coaches that we'll talk about tonight work together, as all our coaches do. And the reason we have balance in this district is because our coaches do not pit kids against one another to play particular sports year-round and put pressure on our athletes to give up one sport over the other. So I think it's appropriate that they come up here together. They go to each other's games. They encourage their athletes to play other sports. And it's really worked out well. And I'm very, very proud of them. They really have been recognized, again, just not on the county level, but on the national and state level. Some of the common themes or the common ingredients they have are their consistency, their work ethic. They coach year-round. They sacrifice time with their own families. They're tremendous motivators. Knowledge-wise, X's and O's are there. They are lifelong learners. I know Coach Petrucci's been coaching baseball over 40 years. And once in a while, he calls me and he says, I'm going to visit with the Stony Brook coach because I hope I can learn something today. Coach Negus not only goes to clinics, he presents at clinics. Coach Boltrek is always in the books and on the film and travels all over going to coaching clinics as well. So as role models, they teach our athletes it's never too late to learn. So that's another characteristic that we're very proud of with our coaches. They're professional. Very important in the big games, and these guys have coached in the biggest games. They are poised under pressure, okay? And they know how to bring their teams together when things are not going well. There's a lot of evidence of that. The evidence 2 years ago in the lacrosse state championship, when we were down 4 goals in 2 minutes, and we didn't panic. Coach Negus didn't panic, and the kids didn't panic, and they came back and won. Our football team and our baseball team have upset many teams seated higher than them. Again, when the pressure's on, our leaders, our coaches have been there. So just some consistent characteristics. I'm very proud to say that all three of these gentlemen have. But most important by far, and we talk about this when we interview for coaches and in our coaches' meetings, they like the kids. They are very competitive. They want to win varsity games. We're not afraid to say that, but they like the kids. And when kids know that, they can work the kids hard. They can drive the kids, they can get them to believe, and that's what rubs off with their assistants, their peers, and most of all, the kids. And the biggest evidence to that is they all come back and hang around these guys. They graduate, and when they get home, they go to the baseball games. They go to the football. We got to keep some of the kids that graduated off the sideline of football. They wanted to come on the sideline and be with the team. To me, that's the evidence that these coaches have made an impact on these young people, and they had a positive experience. And that's always our goal with all our teams. That's what we're trying to achieve. So I'd like to start off with our varsity coach, Chris Boltrek. Chris had the task of coming into a football program that only won one playoff game in 24 years. He had the task of coming into the program in a town where we were worried our lacrosse players may get hurt in football. And that is a challenge, and that's why there are a lot of districts who are very good at lacrosse that aren't good in football. Well, Chris worked together with Coach Negus. We have plenty of lacrosse players playing football, and the success has been there. His team has gone to four straight playoffs. They've been to two out of the three last finals, playing William Floyd, very tough, one of the best teams on Long Island. They hosted the first home playoff game since 1987 this year. They were the two seed, meaning they had one of the toughest schedules in Suffolk County and won nine games, the most ever in Ward Melville history. He's had 24 players go on to play college football, seven at the Division I level. Extremely difficult to play college football. He promotes his players. He works tirelessly year-round to help his players get into the right colleges. And for all his work, this year Suffolk County honored him as the Suffolk County Coach of the Year. That's Chris Boltrek. Coach Lou Petrucci has been here 12 seasons, and he had a similar task of coming into a lacrosse town. And Coach Petrucci's outlook was, I'm not jealous of lacrosse. I'm not going to badmouth lacrosse. I want our team to be like the lacrosse program. And he has said that to parents and to the kids. That's who we want to be. And we're not the lacrosse program, but over 12 seasons, he has achieved that status of being as competitive and well-known, achieving six titles, 210 games, which he says the kids won all of them, and the 99 games we lost, I lost, because Lou always gives the kids the credit. A County Long Island Championship in 2013. Three Major League MLB draft picks in the last 9 years, right out of high school. He's very proud that Stephen Matz, Anthony Kay, and Ben Brown went through the district here, which doesn't happen with great players. They bounce around. They try to get to the best program. He's very proud of that. 45 players he coached have played college baseball, 22 at the Division I level. He's won five Coach of the Year League Awards, a County and Long Island Championship Coach of the Year Award. He's had over three awards from various amateur baseball associations. But this year, the Hot Stove League, which is basically all the major league baseball scouts in America, honored him as the number one amateur advocate for amateur baseball. And that was a tremendous event. They had a dinner. Every single number one MLB scout was there to honor Lou. So Lou Petrucci, tremendous coach. And we have Jay Negus. Now, a total different type of challenge for Coach Negus. He took over the lacrosse program 5 years ago. And I've kind of been on both sides of the fence. When I coached, I was in a situation like Coach Petrucci and Coach Boltrek, where you have to build something. Believe it or not, it's harder to take something over that's been good. So when Coach Negus took over the program, he had the challenge of keeping this team at the level they've been. And quite frankly, there was a little bit of a lull with the lacrosse program. Coming in second is a lull for the lacrosse program. So he took that program, and obviously they weren't coming in second anymore. In 5 years, they've been 88-11 under his leadership. Three Suffolk County titles, three Long Island titles, three state final appearances, two state championships, one national championship. This is in 5 years. This is in the modern era of lacrosse, where many, many teams have caught up, as opposed to when Ward Melville was kind of ahead of the game. And I think that's another challenge he's had that maybe other coaches didn't have. And he averages, the list was too long, 10 to 15 players per year go on to play college lacrosse. I'm very proud of these three coaches. We're very lucky. They're leaders for our other coaches, and I'm glad they're being honored tonight, and I'd like them to come up.
Congratulations to our amazing coaches. I really think they deserve another round of applause. Thank you.
I'd like to turn to item five, our first public participation session. This can be up to 30 minutes in length, and we ask each individual to limit his or her comments to 3 minutes. Lindsay Day on sustainability.
Or if I need to stay here, bear with me as I'm just getting over a cold. My name is Lindsay Day. I was educated here in Three Village, and it's where my husband and I have chosen to raise our family. As a child at Setauket Elementary School, I vividly remember school visits from Kirby, the recycling can mascot. Through a clever partnership between the town of Brookhaven and Three Village School District, I learned very quickly about the positive environmental impact that waste reduction and recycling could have on our delicate Long Island ecosystem. My exposure to environmental stewardship at Setauket Elementary School is likely why I'm speaking up tonight. As a member of the community, a former graduate of the Three Village School District, and the mother of a first grade student at Setauket School, I am concerned with the current level of environmental sustainability in our schools. I would like to see sustainability be something taught through example at each and every school in the district. A group of like-minded parents have organized and spoken to our school's PTA and found many of our ideas were met with both enthusiasm and hesitation due to the fact that changes need to be permissible at an administrative level. I am proposing that the school board set up a sustainability and wellness task force to identify areas in our school's current procurement, processes, and policies that could be improved. Our goals to establish sustainability and wellness in the school district include replacing single-use plastics in all cafeterias within the district, establishing transparent and thorough recycling plans for each school building, encouraging the creation and management of school gardens, both within courtyards and on the exterior, as a way to encourage better land management, implement a composting program to reduce lunch waste, and include school-grown fruits and vegetables into meals. I want to thank you all for your time tonight. I truly look forward to working together with the board and my fellow parents in continuing and renewing the reputation that Three Village has gained as a progressive school district with excellent education.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Valerie Briston, also on sustainability.
Hello. I am also speaking with Lindsay and some other parents, so I've prepared my own statement. So hello to the Three Village Board administration and to parents. I'm here today to ask you to consider the formation of a sustainability and wellness task force at the district level to help us tackle how our school uses resources. We have an opportunity right now to lead by example, to teach our children how we can make small changes in our schools to help the environment. There were tens of thousands of children all over Europe staging walkouts and protests in the last few weeks. Our town has had to switch to dual-stream recycling in order to cope with the lack of options for what we do with our recycling. There are many indications that the world that we have is changing. So in the schools, we have signs up that say reduce, reuse, and recycle. We're at the point now where we need to focus on reducing our consumption of resources. This can only be done through changing the way that we do things on a daily basis. We can start reducing waste by exploring ways to reuse things in classrooms or examine how things are delivered in eco-friendly packaging. We can look at our daily waste created in cafeterias and find ways to reduce it. Our town landfill will be completely full in 5 years. Now is the time to create a district-wide guideline to stop the use of single plastics in the schools. There are too many half-consumed juice boxes and plastic tablecloths wasted for every birthday party, holiday party, and after-school function. We need to consider switching to using metal silverware in all the schools. This suggestion was recently brought up to Jeff Carlson, who quickly agreed to try using reusable flatware in Setauket Elementary with the cooperation of Principal Rimmer. The district should start to see cost savings in the next 2 months just from this one decision. I want to send a huge thank you out to Jeff for being willing to try it out. We appreciate it. And just to say that there are so many small changes that each person can make, whether you're a parent or a teacher or an administrator, a janitor, kitchen staff, grounds crew, a mechanic. Everybody makes a difference. We can do better as a district to educate our children how to do more to save our planet by using less. We could use contests to see which school reduces its waste most. We could do more to compost our food and involve the children in school gardens and plant more trees on the property. There could be more emphasis on education about the food chain and explain to the children what food waste actually means. It wastes water, it wastes gas, it wastes time, it wastes energy, etc. We need to work more to have sustainability plans in place that will reduce our waste and cut our costs for the district. I realize that this is not something that's easy to do, but I think that with the help from the concerned parents that are in the district, the teachers, and the staff, we have a chance to impact the next generation today. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Jeff, could you talk a little bit about some of the initiatives that you're taking?
Sure. Well, as was just mentioned, we're going to start a pilot program at Setauket Elementary School for using reusable utensils in the cafeteria. We ordered some. We hope to have them ready to use, I don't know about the week after the break, the beginning of that week, but by the week after that, we should be ready to go on that. And we'll see how it goes. The initial cost that we got on some of the utensils were around between 22 to 25 cents a piece, and the plastic utensils cost about half a penny each. So depending on the price, anywhere from 45 to 50 uses before it gets accidentally thrown away, and it will have paid for itself. We actually found some cheaper than that, so we ordered them. If they're not too flimsy, then we'll go with those, and it would take even less time for a payback. And I know there was talk at the site-based team at Setauket that parents were willing to come in and to volunteer and talk to kids about why we're doing that and the benefits to the environment and all of that kind of thing. So that would be great. So we're more than happy to try different things like that. Mr. Scanlon and I met with a couple of parents from Minnesota who had an idea for a composting program. So we said the same thing to them. Sure, we're more than happy to pilot it at Minnesota and see how it goes. And as you mentioned about the single stream recycling, that was great from a convenience standpoint for us at home too. Now we have to go to dual stream, so it's a little more work for everybody. But I'm not sure if he's here. He's probably here. Our facilities director is working with some of the custodial staff around the buildings to put things in place where between paper and plastics and metals where we can work on recycling those as well. So we're more than happy to try new things and see how they go. As far as a task force, I mean, if the board would like us to do that, we, you know, we get the principals involved. I mean, they're the ones who are going to be in the buildings and have to make this work. So we'd be happy to do that. So
we'll discuss it. Discuss it. Okay. So, we certainly will discuss it.
Whether we have the task force or not, we're working on doing a lot of the recycling initiatives.
Absolutely.
So
I appreciate you raising the issue again. It's a very, very important issue. It's not going to go away, to tell you the truth. Is there anyone else who would like to address the board at this time? Okay. Turning to item 6, minutes and bids. A, the minutes of January 16th, 2019. May I have a motion on that, please? Dr. Kerman, second. Mrs. Gish. Any discussion on those minutes? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? The minutes are approved. Turning to B, bid. On the capital improvement at Ward Melville, may I have a motion on that, please? Mrs. Gish, second. Mr. Kornreich, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to reports, our student representative report. Lauren?
Student government just had our annual event, Cooking for a Cause, this past Thursday. We raised $2,500 for the Three Village Kids Lemonade Stand. Mr. Kornreich attended this event as one of the dessert competition judges and left with many raffle baskets.
What a sacrifice.
Winter sports are finishing their season and are now into the playoffs. The Ward Melville Bill Don Club had their second annual soup cook-off on February 3rd to raise money to build a school in Malawi. That's it.
Okay. Good. Very good. Thank you. Turning now to a report on the music program in the Three Village School District. I just want to say before we have the report Mr. Pallaro will be making, we have such an outstanding music program in Three Village. Three Village is so known for its programs in the arts. The reason we have such a strong program is because of the support from the community, the wonderful students we have, the faculty, which is second to none. And Anthony, you've done a wonderful job in your leadership in the music program, and I want to publicly acknowledge that, too. So, you're on.
I'm going to start with the best part of my presentation, them. These are third graders from Nassikeg Elementary School. It's one of the new courses that we started this year, and rather than take their time up, they've been patiently waiting in the hall. I'm going to let them show you their stuff.
Third grade, unbelievable.
Thank you.
That was amazing, right? Great job.
Trying to start out big, but this is a small example of our third grade string program in the district. We have 332 students playing string instruments in the third grade. That represents 83% of the entire grade level, which is pretty incredible. The program works on a pull-out rotating lesson basis. Another new course this year is our beginner and advanced electric guitar at the high school, grades 10 through 12, where we have 35 students enrolled. Mr. Ed Kunkel is the teacher in that course. He's amazing. He's an amazing guitar player. He looks the part and plays the part. We have these 20-something Fender Stratocaster guitars set up in the music lab at the high school. You'll see a picture in the presentation. Each child has their own amplifier when they want to play softly together as a group, and obviously they all have earphones, which sometimes works a lot better as they're learning and helps with the individualized instruction. I'd like to walk you through a general overview of the music program, starting with our elementary schools. In addition to our third grade program, we offer band, orchestra, and chorus in grades 4 through 6. 660 students in the band program, 418 in the orchestra program, 792 in the chorus program. They all have morning rehearsals, pull out rotating lessons, and have two concerts, a winter and a spring concert. Those numbers represent 93% of the 4th through 6th grade total population. And there are 659 of those students that participate in multiple ensembles, more than one group, like chorus and band, or chorus and orchestra. The general music program is for all classes in all the elementary schools, and they meet once a week. Some of the performances and activities of the elementary schools, I won't read through them all, but I do want to highlight a few. NISMA, the New York State Music Organization, the Solo Festival. Last year we sent 428 students. That's an incredible high number for any district at the elementary level. The All District Music Festival in the right-hand column. Their concert was last week. We had over 800 parents attend at Ward Melville. It was fantastic. And Citi Field, mark it down. We're going back to sing the national anthem on Tuesday, April 30th. So we're excited about that. Secondary level junior high. We offer band, orchestra, and chorus again, grades 7 through 9. Some of the numbers, 455 students in band, 267 students in orchestra, 558 in chorus. That represents 78% of the entire junior high population. And 123 of those students participate in more than one ensemble. Our general and exploratory music classes meet in the computer music computer labs at each school, where they compose original music using the software Mixcraft. They're learning to play the piano in those classes, and they're creating their own CDs, which they're linking to music videos for PowerPoint presentations. Again, some of the events of the junior high school ensembles, without reading through them all, 254 students participated in NISMA last year. SCAMIA, 47 students were accepted to perform in what is the All County for Junior High Schools. I should also comment on the festivals on the bottom right, tuba, horn, jazz, and percussion. They're listed at every grade level, and basically they're open for any child who would like to spend a day studying and performing with an expert clinician in that field. So we've been doing that every year as well. The high school. The program is quite extensive. Quickly walking you through it, there's 10th grade concert band, 11th and 12th grade symphonic band, the wind ensemble, which is by audition only, and an honors level program, Jazz Lab 2 and Jazz Lab 3, which is also an honors level program by audition only. I should say that this photograph is recently taken of the marching band trip to Disney World. This was immediately following their march down Main Street at the Magic Kingdom, and I cannot take any credit for it, but I do want Dan Hayes to stand up because he did an amazing job there. and we didn't lose anybody, so that's always a good thing. The orchestra program has 140 students in it. There's festival orchestra for the 10th grade, symphony orchestra for 11th and 12th grade, and two honors level groups by audition only, the chamber orchestra and chamber ensemble. And the chorus program with 145 students, the women's choral ensemble for the 10th grade girls, the concert choir for the 10th grade boys and 11th and 12th grade boys and girls, or guys and girls, and the Camerata, which is the by audition level honors group. 75 students at the high school participate in more than one ensemble. We also offer music theory, Comprehensive Foundations of Music 1 and 2. It's an entry-level theory course. It's also the prerequisite to advanced placement theory in 11th and 12th grade. We have exploratory music 1 and 2. And again, going back to the guitar course, it's so successful that we have added sections in both the beginner and advanced. And I actually went on Infinite Campus today, and as of today, around 2 o'clock, we have 95 requests for students to take the class. So we're real happy it's going so well. How we're going to do it, I'm not sure yet. But next year, we're offering a brand new course in musical theater. It'll be an everyday course, meets every day all year long. The course will be designed to teach students how to approach and understand the basic technique and functions of acting, singing, and movement within a specific genre, and to apply those skills to an informal performance setting. Again, that number that I have on there as of February 6th, 28 requests I checked today, and we are up to 37 people that are interested in taking it. So we're excited about that as well. Tremendous list of some of the activities that the high school participates in. I want to jump to NISMA on the top left. We sent 130 students this year, last year. More importantly, we are hosting NISMA this year for our Area 5 zone. So on May 10th and 11th, Sachem, Middle Country, Smithtown, Compsawag, and Portchef will all come to Ward Melville for the All-State NISMA Festival. So we're very excited about that as well. And on the top right-hand side below the picture, NISCAME, SCAMIA, NISMA, it's self-explanatory, 38 students were selected for all county, 22 for all county 10th grade, and 12 for all state. NISCAME does not like to advertise the numbers. They're not trying to promote competition amongst districts, but I know for a fact that this is tops in Suffolk County, if not the state. So it is a result of the parents' support, students' hard work, and the teachers' dedication. It's really quite an accomplishment. I also want to say, like, while this is a laundry list for all the schools of events that they do, it should be noted that each one of these things here, at all levels, elementary, junior high, and high school, require preparation, organization, new music, practice, and they're all quite formidable and extensive, and kudos goes out to the music staff on all of them. In the last 3 years, thanks to the support of the Board of Education, Mrs. Pedicich, and the Cabinet, we've been able to purchase new inventory. What the district used to do was rent a bunch of instruments because we didn't have them for the kids to use. As of the beginning of this year, we no longer rent anything. And with the turnover of and accessing of old instruments for newer and better ones, we're slowly and steadily reducing the district's cost of instrument repair in our contracted services budget. And again, I crunched some numbers. There's a 33% reduction presently in instrument repair costs as of today. And instrument rental income is 43% higher than last year. So it's been a home run for us. We've done a lot in the auditoriums. Mount Elementary School has new curtains and new LED stage strip lights. Arrowhead, new curtains, new LED stage strip lights. Nassiqueg, same thing with curtains and strip lights. We're in the process of updating Gelinas' sound system. It'll be up and running for their show, their production of Grease this year. And we've done a tremendous amount of work at the high school. Stage strip lights, park hands, LED LECOs, a brand new light bar, electric on the light bar, Intel, intelligent moving lights. And I do have to say, none of this would have been possible without the help of James O'Hagan and Larry Opperly and their department. So they're a lot of the reason this went through. picture of the music staff, which represents 28.7 FTE in the district. And I'd like to introduce our five newest members, if you don't know them. Melanie Bonich. You here, Melanie? She might be attending to the orchestra kids. Caroline Lat. Oh, wait a minute. Well, we'll go back to Melanie. Caroline Latman, who teaches at Murphy. Ashley Ochner, teaches at Mount. Pauline Portamani, teaches at Arrowhead. And Vinnie Tunkel, who teaches at Melville and Arrowhead. And there's Melanie Bonich, who teaches at Minnesota. And I'm getting old because Ashley Ochner was the lead in the play when I was teaching at junior high. So she was Mrs. Potts. She was excellent. I'd like to recognize the rest of the staff that's here tonight as well. If you could please stand up. Any music teachers here? Almost 100% of the music staff gigs plays professionally, whether it's a guest conducting job or playing in a church group or conducting a church group, a temple group. They are lifelong learners who understand the demands of what it takes to be a professional musician. And they bring those outside experiences and knowledge from them into the classroom, which is a home run for us. And I want to thank you very much for your unwavering support of the music department. And we do have a little something for you, if you guys could do that. They say you always remember the end of the speech, so this is what I'm doing.
Oh, good. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you again. Do you have any questions?
I just want to comment, if I could, Anthony. I can't get over this level of participation, student participation. I am overwhelmed by that. I am so happy to see that. These numbers are just through the roof.
Thank you.
And again, there's a lot of support from the community, from the parents, and and the board. Certainly, art and music, the arts have been a high priority here. We don't see it as a frill. And I guess it all shows. Put it all together. Yep. Wonderful.
Thank you.
Good.
So I don't think it's a secret. It's obviously not a secret. We're all of us huge fans of you and everything that you do. And I want to say something both to you and to Peter that I think what really is notable, the achievements of the kids is great, the dedication of the coaches and the faculty is amazing. But I think both of you are really to be commended, because I think that the passion you have for your areas really inspires everybody. You set the tone, and I think that the achievement of your departments really reflects what you bring to it. And we really appreciate you very much. Thank you, both of you.
Right. Mr. Plera, I just also want to read. No, stay where you are. Keep going.
Keep moving.
I'm just going to follow up on what Mr. Connors and Mr. Cornreich said. In terms of how our district looks at our music program, our art program, our athletic program, these are not something that are supplemental. They are integral to everything that we do with our students, and they will always be a high priority for us. And I want to thank you for your incredible leadership, for the passion you bring, and for your expert and skilled staff who also have that passion in everything they do. So thank you very much. And I also want to say to the parents, thank you for sharing your children with us. And we know it's late and they probably want to get home, so feel free to leave if you would like to. We will not be insulted. Thank
Cheryl,
you.
Can I put 2 cents in quick?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I know it's a long meeting. Everybody wants to go home. But I do, too. But I happen to have a child who plays trombone and is a football player. So I am the perfect Three Village example of what you get for your money here in Three Village. So it's a bargain. It's really a bargain. And he is a well-rounded kid because of it, because of not just that he's learned this and started both sports in the fourth grade, as trombone and football, but because of the people who are teaching him and guiding him now at 15 years old. Now's the tough time, and he gets to do both. And he gets to enjoy both and be well-rounded, and he's learning in a different way. And so I'm so proud. My daughter, she still talks about her teacher from Minnesota, and Jelinas, and she still, in college, reaches out to her music teachers. So, you know what? You come to Three Village, and you leave a different kid. And I'm so proud of the professionals that my children get to have in their lives. So thank you so much, all of you, athletes and musicians.
Okay, I'd like to turn to item 8, if I could. Items for board discussion. Are there any items that need to be discussed this evening? Okay, seeing none, turn to 9, items for board action. Revision to the 2018-19 appointment of impartial hearing officers.
There's just one addition to this list.
I saw that in there. May I have a motion on that, please, Mrs. Gish, and second, Mr. Kornreich. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to F, approve amendment of energy services performance contract with solar panels. Can you explain that a little bit, Jeff?
Sure. In 2016, the board approved a contract with Johnson Controls to do what's called an energy services contract, which is basically a contract where a company will do work that's related to energy efficiency, and the energy savings pays for the project. And there's very strict guidelines as to what qualifies for this type of project, and the approval process at the State Education Department is, if they're super slow to begin with, they're backwards in energy performance contracts. So it's not that we forgot about it. It's been up at the State Education Department all this time. We finally got the approval. So our plan is we'll be starting work this summer to install solar panels at all of our buildings. It will generate about 2.3 megawatts of electricity. And the total cost of the project is about $7.7 million. But the state is paying for more than $5 million of that. So the district taxpayer is paying about $2.5 million, and it will generate for us more than $10 million in savings over the term of that we pay the bond, and then the savings going forward beyond that. So anyway, now that we have the approval, we have to adjust the contract to take into account changes that have been made in the National Electrical Code in the past 2.5 years. So it's very minor changes, nothing substantive. It doesn't change the scope of the project at all. So that's what this is.
Dr. Kerman, second, Ms. Germano. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Thank you very much. Some more good news. Turning to G, authorize refunding of certain outstanding serial bonds.
So, similar to a mortgage, if somebody were to refinance their mortgage, our construction bonds, after a certain period of time, become what's called callable. Like, a lot of times with a mortgage, you could refinance immediately. It's not the same with bonds. There's a period of time where they're not refundable. So, we have some of our bonds now are refundable, callable, so they can be refunded, which is the term they use in bonds for refinancing. So this resolution is to authorize us to do this, to take advantage of lower interest rates, and it will save a little more than $200,000 over in interest over the remaining term of the bond. It does not extend the term of the bond at all. Same time. So,
okay, Mr. Conrad, Dr. Kerman, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to H, the appointment of a fiscal advisor for 2019-20.
The fiscal advisor is a company that we use. They do all of the, a lot of when it comes, we have to put our tax anticipation note, any bond proceeds. When we do the bond refunding, it all goes out to bid. Investment banks and other banks bid. We go with the lowest bid. The fiscal advisor, what they do is they put all that together. They put it out. They analyze the results. They answer any questions. They do all the SEC filings that are necessary. And that's what this resolution is, the annual appointment of the fiscal advisor. We're doing it now because we need to appoint them for the financing for the energy performance contract anyway. So we'll do it for that. The refunding of the bonds and our upcoming tax anticipation note.
Okay, Mr. Conrad, second. Mrs. Gish, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to I, approval of health and welfare services contract.
This is for two contracts, one with Port Jefferson Schools and one with Middle Country Schools. This is for Three Village resident students that attend private schools that are located in those school districts, and they bill us for the health services for those students.
So, Dr. Kerman, second. Mrs. Gish, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to J, the approval of contract with outside service provider for special education services.
This amendment is to add a student to be attending this particular school.
Okay, may I have a motion, please? Sure. Mrs. Gish, second. Mr. Germano, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to K, approval of change order number one to Stacy Brothers Asphalt Company. Could you explain it a little?
Sure. This was the project that we did last summer at Gelinas to install the minibus circle. And we did that project. The water main had to be relocated. We've been fighting back and forth, trying to get push off the cost onto the contractor to absorb the cost for relocating the water main. After doing all our investigation, it's our responsibility. So this change order is to then to authorize us to pay.
You didn't win on that one, huh?
No, we didn't.
Mr. Conrad, second. Dr. Kerman. Any other discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to L, acceptance of donations.
We have three donations. A drum kit donated by Dr. Gerardo San Roman to our music department, a check in the amount of $2,250 from Minnesota PTA for arts and education programs, and a check in the amount of $2,500 from the Minnesota PTA to pay help pay for a new electronic sign at the school.
Is that the sign outside in front of the
Yes,
school?
The, right.
The sign, so the PTA is paying for that?
Well, they're contributing towards
contributing
it, yes.
Is it broke?
Does not work very well. Right. It's time for a new one. So they said they would like to contribute towards it. So we said, great. So.
Okay. May I have a motion, please? Lubinka, you're going to make?
Sure.
You'll make the And Mrs. Gish, second. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to M, declaration of surplus equipment.
We have just a few things, various type things. Around the district, nothing exciting.
Okay, may I have a motion on this, please?
So.
Mrs. Gish, second. Mr. Germano, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to N, declaration of surplus textbooks.
We have just a few from the book room at Mount Elementary School.
Okay, may I have a motion on this, please? Mrs. Gish, second. Mr. Gallia. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstentions? Motion passes. Turning to O, approval of a memorandum of agreement between the Three Village School District and the Three Village Teachers Association regarding lead behavior consultant, which will be a new category within the contract and so forth. We have a motion on that. Mrs. Gish, second. Mr. Mano, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to P, the approval of appointment of an agreement of an interim principal at R.C. Murphy Junior High School.
So moved.
Okay. Okay. Mr. Cornwright, second. Mrs. Gish, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to Q1, personnel matters, instructional. Do I have a motion on that, please? Mrs. Gish?
Second.
Mr. Cornreich? Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Anything on this?
Yes, Mr. Connors, you just approved, as we continue along with our retirements, we are losing due to retirement three teachers who have been here a total of almost 75 years. We're losing about 75 years of experience. Barbara Kamayatek will be retiring as a Nascake Elementary teacher. Pam O'Brien, Ward Melville Mathematics teacher, and Todd Schilverbein, district-wide music teacher.
Good. Thank you very
Thank
much.
Thank you.
Turning to personnel matters. Oh.
Did we vote?
Did we vote? We moved it. We did not vote. All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Yes. Okay. Turning to personnel matters non-instructional. May I have a motion on that, please? Mrs. Gish, second. Ms. Germano. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. And nothing unusual in this. Okay. Turning to our recommendations, the Committee on Special Education, for the meeting dates stated. May I have a motion on that, please? Mrs. Gish, second. Ms. Regolia. All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. And turning to S, recommendations, the Committee on Preschool Special Education, for the meeting dates stated. May I have a motion on this, please? Ms. Regolia, second. Mrs. Gish, all in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to 10, informational items of interest. Are there any items that we'd like to bring to the board's attention, I think, this evening? Seeing none, I'd like to turn to our second public participation session. Is there anyone who would like to address the board at this time? Seeing none, do I have a motion for adjournment? Dr. Kerman, second. Ms. Regolia. Good evening, everyone.